Blog Talk Radio.
I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days and some sleepless nights. But when I look around, yeah, I think things over. All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Sometimes the clouds hang low. I can hardly see the road. I ask the question, Lord, Lord, why so much pain? But He knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes, they can't see. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I won't complain. Lord has been so good to me. Have you been good? He's been good to me. More than this whole world, all you could ever be. He's been so good. Tell me, you know what he did? Yeah. He dried all of my tears away. Midnight's in today, so I'll just say thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. You might be sick, body rocking with pain, but thank you, Lord. The bills are due. Don't know where the money coming from. But thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I won't complain. God has been so good to me. More than this whole world, all you could ever be. He's been so good. He's been so good. He's been so good. So good. So good. So good. So good. Tell me, 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 me. Never stop you from crying. Turn my midnight in today. Hallelujah.
opportunity. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Oh, the world can do me. It's enough.
I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we bless the Lord today. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We give him glory. We give him praise. You was listening to a song by Reverend Paul Jones. Say, I won't complain. Hallelujah. How many have that testimony on today? No matter what you're going through, I won't complain. He said, I've been through the rain. I've been through the storm. But he said, all of my good days, they outweigh my bad days. Therefore, I won't complain. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, I just feel like praising him today. Thank you, Jesus. And then Tamla Mann came on and said, oh, how she loved Jesus and how he is a wonder in our souls. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. We bless the Lord today. We give him glory and we give him praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This won't be an ordinary service today. Ah, this won't be an ordinary segment today. This won't be an ordinary show today. Hallelujah. But I feel the shifting taking place. I feel a shift taking place today. Hey, glory to God. We don't have a speaker, but we got some speakers, and everybody on this line today gonna have an opportunity to tell of the goodness of Jesus. Not your goodness. We don't want to hear about your goodness, but we want to hear about the Lord's goodness. So we're taking this time today. Today is the 21st of August in the year of our Lord, 2013. Hey, glory to God. And if he haven't done anything for you, hey, glory to God, the year is not over. But if you don't give him any praise, if you don't give him any glory, I don't know if many of you will be around the crossover. We have to give God glory. We have to give him praise. I was listening to the news, how these three young teenagers killed this Australian baseball player because they were bored. Ah! That's how the devil works. Hallelujah. The Bible says, he come to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. And he's whispering, all the whispering spirits, seducing spirits, and it came to lead us into captivity. But Christ said, Jesus said, I came that you might have life, and that more abundantly. And since he said that in his word, we have to stand on it. We have to give God some praise. We see all kind of evil, all kind of wickedness. We see murder in the land. We see rape and incest. Hallelujah. We see prostitution. We see addictions in the land. We see liars, thieves, and murderers. Oh, God, they're on the loose because we're living in the last days. These are perilous times, and they're already upon us. Oh, God, oh, God. So we're going to pray today. We're going to pray against some of those spirits. We're going to denounce them today. We're going to bind them today in the name of Jesus, because the Bible says, whomever and whatsoever, hallelujah, is bound on earth, he'll bind it in heaven. That's what he gave to his disciples. Hallelujah. And we have the same Holy Ghost power that was delivered to them. Anything we speak should happen. So this is a time, people of God, for us not to get discouraged. And I want to read into your hearing, and then I'm going to let Sister Ruby play another worship song, and we'll see who on the air today who feel like giving God, whether you feel like it or not. Have he done anything good for you? Have he done anything great in your life? Have he manifested his glory in your life? Ah, God, we know he's able to put food on the table. We already know all of that. We know him to be a healer, hey, because he was healed. He was bruised. Hallelujah for us. Hey, the chastisement of our peace is upon him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we know all of those things. But I heard somebody say, what have he done for you lately? What have he done for you lately? I just want to encourage somebody today. Hey, glory to God. What have he done for you lately? Oh, God, have he been a miracle worker in your life? Have he been a healer in your life? Have he been a way maker in your life? Has he been, hallelujah, a strong arm that was able to pull you out of a horrible pit? Have he, what has he been to you? Hallelujah. What have he been to you today? I'm going to read into your hearing, and then we're going to open up with some prayer. But I hear the Lord saying, 2 Corinthians chapter 4. God, hallelujah. And I'm going to start at verse 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, I'm going from 3 to verse 10. Hallelujah. It says, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. And whom the God, what did I say? The God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, we're not preaching ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, had shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have, listen people, we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God. The excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Verse 8 said, we are troubled. And this is what I want to encourage you all with today. Those of you that are going through, those of you that feel like walking away, those of you that think you're tired and you're about ready to buckle under, I'm here to give you some life, some words of life today to let you know that God has not forgotten about you. He said we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed. Hallelujah. What are you saying, Sister Adrian? Sometimes we're a little puzzled in our mind, and we feel like there's no help. But listen at what it says. It says, but we're not in despair. Hallelujah. What you mean we're not in despair? God still have a method to the madness. He still has some means where he can bring us out. Hallelujah. God is not short on his supply of bringing us out. God is not short on his supply of mercy and grace and love and peace and joy and long-suffering and meekness and gentleness and kindness. We're not, hallelujah, we're not in despair. It says we persecuted. Yes, we're going to be persecuted. But remember this. We're not forsaken. Yes, they're going to slander our name. Yes, they're going to talk about us. Yes, they're going to spit on us. Yes, they're going to take us to the unjust judge. But know one thing, we're not forsaken. Hallelujah. Yes, we're cast down, but we're not destroyed. Yes, you're going to be afflicted in your body sometimes. Yes, you're going to get in a place where you don't want to come out. Hallelujah. But just know that you're not destroyed, because where there's life, there's yet hope. That's my testimony today. Hallelujah. I'm taking this as my testimony today. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Hallelujah. That's my testimony today. Oh, God, and I'm going to open up with the word of prayer. Hallelujah. And then I'm going to let Sister Ruby come on in. Pray a worship song, or she can continue to pray. Oh, God, but people are hurting. People are hurting. I've I've never seen so many saints falling away. Oh, but the Bible said there was going to be a great falling away. Hallelujah. It's already in session. But you better know who your hope is in. You better know that God ain't through with us yet. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you once again, God. And first of all, God, we want to acknowledge you, Lord God. We want to acknowledge you for your majesty, for your kingdom, for all your glory, for all your honor. We're magnifying you this evening. We won't give you glory. We want to give you the praise, because every praise is due our God. Everything that is in us is due you, God. Oh, God, if we can't do nothing today, those of us that have hands, give God a hand wave and tell him thank you. Give him a hand ways and tell him thank you. Oh, what are you thanking him for? I'm thanking him for my life today, God. Oh, God, we bring every listener before you today. Hallelujah. Those that's in the chat room, those that are calling in today. Oh, God, trouble is on every side. But God, you told us to not be distressed. Oh, God, you said we are perplexed, but we're not in despair. We're lifting you up today, God. We bring our brothers and our sisters in Christ to you today. We're bringing even those that this gospel is hid from right now. Oh, but Jesus, you say before you come back for your people, this gospel is going to be preached to every nation. Oh, God, we bring them before you. We bring our president before you. We bring the first family before you. We bring the young man, Australia, Christopher Lane family before you today. Somebody have lost a sister. Somebody have lost a brother. Somebody have lost a mother or father or a close relative or a close friend. Oh, God, but we're asking you to comfort the bereaved today, God. Comfort them, Lord God. Comfort that family, Lord God. Oh, God, and we're asking you to extend your hand of mercy to those three young teenagers that murdered this young man. Oh, God, you are merciful, God. You are forgiving, God. We're not asking you to excuse the act, God, but we're asking you to extend mercy, Lord God, because you said those that extend mercy, they're going to obtain mercy. You see, people of God, in order for us to obtain mercy, we have to extend mercy. Lord, we're asking you to extend mercy on them three young teenagers. Oh, God, comfort their family, because it's a great loss, God. Oh, people are hurting everywhere. God, we bring all of our leaders before you today, God. Oh, God, we bring this nation to you as a whole, God. Oh, God, and we're asking you, Lord God, to continue, hallelujah, to continue to have mercy upon us, Lord God. Oh, God, give us a mind to renounce the hidden things, God. Give us a mind, God, to come against anything that's not like you. Oh, Satan, we bind you today. We bind all of your tricks. We bind all of your schemes. We bind your seducing spirits. We bind every spell from the witch. We bind every spell from the warlock. We bind it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bind envy. We bind jealousy. We bind backbiting. Hallelujah. We bind covetousness today. Oh, we bind all the evil traits of the enemy. We come against it in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we're asking you to have mercy upon us today, God. We need your strength. We need your help, God. Hallelujah. We're asking you, Lord God, to rain on us today, God. Rain on us, grace to come boldly before the throne of grace. Help us to humble ourselves, God. Give us a spirit of humility. Oh, God, we bring those that are sick and afflicted to you today, God. We ask you to visit the prisons, visit the hospital wards, God. In the name of Jesus, I bring prophet and steel door global before you this morning. Ah, God, and I'm asking you to regulate, hallelujah, regulate our blood pressure, God. Bring it to normalcy, Lord God. You know where she is, God. Oh, God, turn it around. Touch our body, God. You made this body, and you know everything there is to know about it. Ah, we come against diabetes. We come against cancer. Ah, we bind it and we cursing it at the root today. Hallelujah. We cursing it at the root. We don't want no symptoms of it left. Ah, we want it to depart from us. Depart from our families. Depart from our friends. Depart from the sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. Ah, God, you are here, God. Help us to stand on your word, Jesus. Ah, God, we bless you today. Ah, we bring every legislature before you today. We bring every crooked law that's on the books. We bring it before you today. Ah, we come against the spirit of murder today. We come against the spirit of assassination nation today. Ah, stop assassinating God's people. Stop assassinating their character. Stop assassinating the leaders. Oh, God, we bring them before you today, God. Oh, because you are righteous, God. And you are God. You are God that will always do the right thing. Because you reign on the just as well as the unjust. Oh, God, help us to put on the full armor of God. Oh, God, we need your armor today, God. We need your armor today, God. Ah, we need your armor today, God. We need, hallelujah, the breastplate of righteousness. We need the guard of our laws with you, God. Oh, God, we need to shout our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, God. We need peace, Lord God. Help us to put on that helmet of salvation. Oh, God, and keep us with our sword, God. Let us hide this word in our hearts, God. For we don't want to sin against you, God. Oh, God, we're asking you to raise up a standard. You said when the enemy comes in like a flood, you would raise up a standard against them. Oh, God, we looking to you, Jesus. Ah, for you said, blessed is the man, blessed is that man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, and nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitting in the seat of the scornful. Help our delight to be in you, God. For you said our delight is in the law of the Lord. Help us to meditate on this word, God. Help us, Lord God. For you said in your word, Jesus, that we would be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth fruit in his season. You said our leaf will not wither, and whatsoever we do it, it shall prosper. Oh, God, we're standing on your word today. We're standing on your word today. We're standing on your promises today. For your promises are yea. Your promises are amen. We're taking on Psalm 23 today. For you said the Lord is our shepherd. We shall not want. He maketh us to lie down in green pasture. He leadeth us beside the still water. Oh, God, you restored our soul. Hey, you leadeth us in the paths of righteousness. For your name's sake, God. God. Yeah, though we walk, we're walking through some valleys of shadows of death. It's everywhere. Death is lurking everywhere. Ah, you got the whole moscab of fearful, but we come against the spirit of fear. Hallelujah, because you did not give us the spirit of fear, but you gave us power, that of a sound mind and love. You gave that to us today, God. Oh, God, we gon' fear nothing. Hallelujah, we fear no evil, but thou art with us. Thou rod and thy staff, you have it right there before us to comfort us. You gon' prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemy. Oh, God, you said you'll make our enemies be at peace with us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You go anoint our head today. We're asking you to anoint our head today. Hallelujah. Let our cup, let it flow over, God. Let it run over, God. And let goodness and mercy attach itself to us today. Not only to us, but everyone that call on the name of Jesus. For you said if you call on us, hallelujah, you will come in. You'll take your abode in us. You'll walk up and down in us. Oh, that's my testimony today. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 4:8 and 9. I'm taking that today. Oh, because I've been persecuted. Hallelujah. I've been perplexed. Hallelujah. Trouble has been on every side of me. Oh, but I thank the Lord because I held on to his unchanging hand. I waited and I'm still waiting. I'm yet waiting till my change come. Oh, but I'm going to take Job's testimony. Though you slay me, yet will I trust you. Yet will I serve you. I'm sold out for you, God. Oh, God, oh, God. If I don't have anything, I won't complain. I can't complain. You've been too good to me. Oh, God, and I won't be others that's on the line today. Oh, God, I bring Sister Millie before you. I bring Sister Ruby, Sister T, Sister Cammy, Sister Albertine, all of our new callers. I bring, hallelujah, hallelujah, liberal Democrat before you. I bring Minister Marisa, Pastor Hamilton, Prophet Davis, Prophet Pearson, hallelujah, Evangelist Joshua, all those that have visited this broadcast from one time to another for 20 months, God. You haven't failed us for 20 months. You gave us good people, men and women of God that love the Lord, to come on this line and tell somebody about the goodness of Jesus. They encourage these listeners. They inspire them. They empower them to pursue their destiny. Oh, we're thankful for you today, God. Sister Patrice, God, we bring her before you. Prophetess Harrison, God, we bring her before you. Dr. Audie Walker, God, Lady Carol Stafford, Evangelist Bruce Teller, oh, God, we bringing them before you. Pastor Adams, Minister Derek Adams, Elder Wenzel Stafford, Evangelist Sharon Phillips, Sister Kim Coleman, Sister Donna Shaw. Oh, God, we bring these women and men before you. Dr. Singleton, I bring him before you. Bishop Alfred Singleton, Bishop Winston Singleton, Pastor Caridius, Sister Marsha Moore, God, Pastor Jackie McLemore, the Singleton family, the Bernard family, the Larry family. I bring them before you today. Glenisha Metz, God, my grandchildren, Kaviel, Dariel, Rayel, Nino, I bring them all before you. Kate and Bentley, Bailey, I bring them all before you. I bring Danielle Mess before you. I bring her husband before you. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. I bring every pastor that that's preaching and teaching the gospel and living holy. I bring them before you today, God. Oh, God, I bring Latasha Walker before you, Teresa LeCup before you, Sister Carter, God, Sister Barbara, Sister Roslyn Thompson and the Thompson family. We bring them before you today, God. Hallelujah. Prophetess Barbara Teal, bring her before you, God. Oh, God, Minister Spence, Patricia Spence, Faithful Spence, bring them before you. Elder Gates, God, you put him in my spirit, and I prayed for him today. Didn't know what was going on the line, but his line was open, and I began to pray. I didn't hear a word from him. I don't know where he's at. I don't know what was going on, but you know Elder Richard Gates, God. Send your ministering angels to him right now in the name of Jesus. I'm done. But the Lord said he wants some praises today. God said he's been too good to us, and he wants us to stop murmuring, stop complaining, just go through. Go through, because guess what? He's going to bring you out of whatever you're going through. Hallelujah. It's only for a season. This too shall pass. This too shall pass. Hallelujah. The children of Israel, for 400 years, they were in captivity. And then another 40 years, they were in the wilderness. Hallelujah. And God provided for them. Isn't he the same God? He don't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Oh, I got a praise down in my spirit today. Hallelujah. He's been too good to me. Now I want to hear from you all. Hallelujah. Sister Ruby, we'll wait on the music. See how many is on the line that feel like giving God some glory, that want to testify. We're not going to twist your arm. We're not going to put you on the spot. If you want to give a testimony and tell of the goodness of Jesus, you're welcome to do so. If you got a song that you want to sing to the Lord, if you just got a praise that you want to give him, you're welcome to do so at this time. Bless you today. We got another hour and 20 minutes, so all the time is not gone. No, I'm sorry. Hey, an hour and 25 minutes. We got a plenty of time to give God some praise. Into your hands, Sister Ruby. Hey, I almost shot you. Oh, I love you today, Jesus. Glory. I'm going to put my phone on mute where y'all won't hear me. Is it anybody there? Hi, you don't go see it. Sister Ruby. Yeah, you don't go
see it. Sister T.
Thank you, Lord.
Sister T.
Thank you, Jesus. If they don't answer, Sister Ruby, keep it moving. Huh? You don't go shy, y'all. We'll come back to them. Sometimes they have
Hello?
Their phone on mute. You don't go
yeah. shy. Praise the Lord.
Hello.
God bless. Yeah, God
Hi.
Bless.
Sister Chief.
Go ahead.
I just want to thank God for another day of life. Even though I'm battling this sickness, I still yet praise him. I thank the Lord for all that he's doing right now. And all I can say, and I'm going to just go ahead and sing a little bit of this and just give God the honor that he's due. To God be the glory. To God be the glory, to God be the glory for all the things he's done.
Oh, glory, glory.
With him I'm protected, with him never rejected. With him I'm protected for all the things he's done. Thank you. Praise my strength in the Lord. God is awesome. In the midst of this storm, I yet praise him. Thank you. God bless.
Assembling of the saints today, God. Thank
yes,
you,
God.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for touching us from the top of our head to the sole of our feet, Lord God. Lord God, thank you for a fresh anointing, Lord God. Thank you for depositing your spirit into us, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for miracles seen and unseen, Lord God. Thank you for your wondering work and power, Lord God. Father, we just thank you. Thank you for our families, how you made the hand of the enemy behave and kept them safe through the evening, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, how you kept it and the angels that you keep dispatched around us, dear God. Thank you for blessing the saints, Lord God, and guiding us into your ways, Heavenly Father. Father, Lord God, we thank you for your spirit on today, glory to God. Lord, we give you all the praise and the honor. You are truly worthy. In Jesus' name, amen, and glory to God.
Hallelujah,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Father.
That's all right, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Father.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God.
Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Magnify you, Lord God.
Nobody but you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Nobody but
you,
Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for your spirit on today, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God.
Oh, bless
you. Magnify your holy name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. That's right, that's right, that's right, that's right.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you.
Came in and people was praying and the atmosphere was like
Hallelujah. Anyhow. Amen. So that's my testimony for today. Amen to God. Hallelujah. Anyhow. You know, the day was a crazy work day, meeting with people and different things and whatnot. But when you came on the line, like, you always hear people say it, but it, when you actually hear it, it's good to be around the saints of God. You know, amen. Come around some praying people, and the atmosphere is different. You know, so I'm just like, amen, I'm thanking, praise God, for the saints of God, amen to God. Like, amen, when you come in from the rain and you're outside and you're hearing all these different spirits or whatever, you know, but when you come in, the ark of safety, what did that scripture say something about, amen, the safety is, you know, the safest place.
The
like,
name of the Lord is a strong tower.
Come on, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. He said the safest place in the whole wide world. See, I'm always confusing songs with scripture, so
that's,
I think it's a song.
Right.
You know, she said the safest place in the whole wide world. Amen. I think when the Clark sisters sing it, the mama.
Yeah.
You know, she said the safest place in the whole wide world is in the arms of God. And I said, Lord, amen. That's the truth. You know when you're home. You know when you're around the saints of God. You know, so I just thank and praise God. Amen. For the saints, you know, even though I'm waiting for some things to come through. Amen.
Come on.
I'm just going to praise them anyhow right this second. What they say, like, while you're waiting for God to open up a door, praise him in the hallway. I'm in the hallway right now, so I'm having a hallway moment right now, y'all. I'm having a hallway moment. You know, he ain't opened up the door yet, but I'm in the hallway. So I said, Lord, maybe he watching how I act while I'm in the hallway. So, amen. Y'all pray about stripping the law while I'm in the hallway waiting for this door to open. So God bless everybody. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. I like that. I'm in the hallway. Hallelujah. But you know what? God sees the door. Hallelujah. And he knows what's behind the door. And we can't be afraid to knock. He said, knock, and the door shall be open.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
I can see you in the hallways, but I can see you approaching that door. Hey, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In every hallway, there's a door that leads out, and there's a door that leads in. Hey, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory,
I receive
God.
That.
God going to bring you out. Hey, that door is open.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
It's a hallelujah door of mercy and grace and peace.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. We don't have to stand in the rain. Our God is the rain. He produces rain.
Can't no man
produce rain but God. Hey, God, he is the producer. He is the maker and the creator of the rain.
Hallelujah. Well, hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah.
Says, open the floodgates of heaven and let it rain. You know that song?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
Democrat, you know that song?
What's that? What's that woman of God?
Open up, let it rain.
Bishop, what's his name, Jordan? How it go?
Oh,
like,
Lord.
How it start off?
Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain.
I heard it before, let amen. Let it rain.
Yes.
Open the windows of heaven.
Woo!
Let it rain.
Come on.
That's all I know. That's that. Let it rain. Hey, open up the windows of heaven and let it rain.
Woo!
Let it rain. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sister Ruby.
Let it rain.
Play a little portion of that song by Bishop Paul Martin, and then we're going to go right on to the rest of those that's waiting to testify. Just play about a minute or two.
Yeah, that's the
song
right
let
there.
Let it rain. Hey, glory. God is raining on us today.
Yeah, I love that song.
Okay, but
glory to God.
I'm trying to get it. There's no name on it, but I'm going to hit it and see if it's the same one.
Let it rain. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we bless him today. Now God is pleased. There it goes.
Open. All right. The floodgates of heaven.
Woo!
That's the one.
Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain.
My Lord.
Let it rain. Help me, somebody, say it tonight.
All right, Sister Ruby, just cut it on off. Amen. It's okay.
Oh,
how
Sister
many
Albertine?
More on the line?
Hallelujah. That was the song right there.
Yeah,
yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm just blessing and praising God right now. I mean, I'm homeless, but I'm not godless. And I'm going
Hallelujah.
To continue to praise Him and bless His name and keep Him first. Because I know the storm will be over soon.
That's right.
Glory to
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm just so
praying.
Speak
Thank
life.
You,
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Speak life.
Thank you, Jesus. I don't care what it looks like. I know my God sees all things. So I'm just
going
to wait upon the Lord.
Ooh.
And I'm going to trust Him no matter what. I'm just going to trust.
Thank you.
I'm just going to trust. I'm going to trust
Hallelujah, God. Oh, we lift you up, Jesus. Hallelujah. You got a home in Christ, Jesus. Hallelujah. He ain't going to have you outdoors. Hallelujah. Don't even say you homeless, because that ain't so. Hey, glory to God. Wherever you got a roof over your head, hallelujah, it may not be yours, but you're not homeless. Hallelujah. You're not outdoors. You're not at the shelter.
Hallelujah.
I don't know more. You're not sleeping under the bridge. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. So you're not homeless. Hey, God, I had to change that testimony. Hallelujah. When I had to move in with my brother, I quit saying I was homeless. Hallelujah. I say I'm just without right now. God hears your cry. Hallelujah. He see your situation. And that's why he told me today. Hey, glory to God. He said, I just want some praises today. I don't want to hear no complaints. I don't want to hear about what we're going through. I just want to hear about what God is doing for you right now.
Yes, Lord.
You ain't homeless, baby. Hi, the angels in heaven is watching over you. Glory to God. They're watching over you, sister. Hallelujah. You ain't outdoors. Hallelujah. You ain't at a pool, Jesus. Hallelujah. David said, I once was old, but now I once was young, but now I'm old. Hallelujah. And I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's right. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
I didn't know where it was going to be on the line, what your situations was, but he said, tell them 2 Corinthians 4:8. Hallelujah, you're not forsaken. You might be feeling like you're alone, baby, but you're not alone. You got a host of angels, and they're ministering to you right now. You have people praying for you. I'd rather have a prayer warrior praying. hallelujah, than to go to Donald Trump. Oh, glory. If that's there, what do you want today? A prayer warrior or Donald Trump to come to your rescue? I said, give me a prayer warrior. Because one thing about a prayer warrior, they can touch the heart of God. And when they touch the heart of God, then he's going to open up the floodgates. Didn't you hear that, sir? God will open up the floodgates. See, we look to man. God has given man authority and dominion and power to rule over the earth, but they don't have the final say. The final say rests with God. God respects and honor authority. Hallelujah. But it's nobody greater than God. Nobody greater. So you look up, my sister. Yes. Sometimes it's still bad when you're not in your own place. It feels mighty bad. But guess all right. The sun is still shining. Yeah. Hallelujah. And God is still smiling upon you. Thank you that you're not sick. You don't have cancer racking in your body. You haven't been diagnosed with HIV. You haven't been diagnosed with no damage. Oh, see, we don't know who God. Hallelujah. Not in the hospital. You're not in prison. You got a mouth where you can open up and praise him. You still have the activities of your limbs. Because guess what? You're a hairdresser. You're a cosmetologist. You're a weaver. Hallelujah. You turn somebody ugly into somebody beautiful.
All right.
You still got a set of skills. And let me tell y'all, and you're a gifted playwright. You have an arsenal of blessings, an arsenal of gifts. Hallelujah. But the greatest gift is to have the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ reigning in your life. He's going to rain down upon you. Lord God, and we bring Albertine to you today, God. Hallelujah. And we're asking you to do a turnaround.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
Turnaround.
Do it even
hallelujah.
Now, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Right now, God. Hallelujah.
The day may seem dark. Oh, but guess what? Tomorrow is a new day. Hallelujah.
That's right. That's right.
We may endure for a night, but joy is going to come in the morning. This is your night of going through. But I see joy in the morning. I see you walking in the house. I see you being happy. I see you administering to the poor, administering to the needy. You ain't poor and you ain't needy. Hallelujah, because you have Christ Jesus. And when you got him, you got everything that you have need of. He'll give you peace that surpasses understanding. Hallelujah. Money can't buy you what God will give you. Money can't buy your salvation. Money can't buy your peace. It can't buy your joy. It may can give you some of these material trappings, but they're only for a season. Because if you don't have God in it, it's only for a season. Your stuff's going to come tumbling down. But when you have God in your life, he'll give you the stuff, and then he'll give you the peace with the stuff. And guess what? You'll have the stuff, and the stuff won't have you. You won't be worshiping the stuff. Hallelujah. You'll be worshiping the God of the stuff.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God said the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. He said, a cattle on a thousand hills, it belonged to me. Hallelujah. Do you know God commands? God can command somebody right now to come to your rescue. And I'm asking the Lord to open up the floodgates of heaven and let it rain on you today, Albertine. Don't you walk around with your head hung low. I come against that spirit of depression right now. I come against that spirit that would say that you're
Jesus,
not.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
We
hallelujah,
come against
Lord.
It, and we stand in agreement with you right now that God is going to. God is already opening up doors. You can't see him. The young man just said he in the hallway. He's still in the hallway. But guess what?
Yes,
he got
Lord.
His eyes on the door.
Yes,
his
Lord.
Eyes is fixed on that door. He ain't
going right.
to stay in that hallway.
That's right, Holy Ghost.
And you're not going to stay where you are. Tomorrow, God is going to bring you out because you are acknowledging him today. You said a couple of weeks ago on this broadcast that you were rededicating your life and your son's life. Do you think God did not hear you? Do you think God don't know what you said and what that meant? The angels was rejoicing. But don't think you're going to dedicate and commit your life to God, and then you're going to be bored of persecution. You're going to be bored of discomfort. You're going to be bored of joy, peace, and happiness. Come on.
My Lord.
It doesn't work like that. Once you have committed yourself to Christ, expect the trouble. Expect it because it's coming. The Bible said trouble is on every side. That's to the sinner man and the saint. We all are full of troubles.
My Lord.
We're in this sinful world. But what I love about the Lord, a liberal Democrat, is that even in the midst of the trouble, God will give us a peace. He'll
Hallelujah.
Give us a song.
Hallelujah.
See, you got to get a song
That's
in
right.
your heart.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Hey, he took me out of a horrible pit, took me out the streets of New Orleans.
My Lord.
A new name. See, when God give you a new name, and then folks start calling you sister, see, what a sister is an honor. But somebody call you sister or brother, that's an honor.
My Lord.
They're respecting what God has done in your life. They see the transformation. Now, they may not speak on it, but they see the transformation. I wasn't known as a sister in the world. I was just known by my first name and my nickname. But when I came into this marvelous life, God gave me a new name. Now people say Sister Benoit.
Thank you, Lord.
In the kingdom, because that says that now you have connected with the royal priesthood.
Uh-huh.
You're just not no bastard. You're not a bastard child. Hallelujah. We are children of the king. God is obligated to his children. He's obligated to you. Sister Albertine, God
yes.
is obligated to you. And he's
yes.
obligated to your son. Your son yes. didn't say they were rededicating themselves. You said,
yes.
I'm rededicating my life and my son's life. You
yes.
took the initiative. You took the authority. You took the oversight and said, I'm going to do it. And you did it. Do you know when you did that? The devil heard you. See, he don't know what's in our heart. He only acts upon what we speak out our mouth. So guess what? You got a home, man. You got a place in the kingdom. You're not home. You're just
Amen.
In between right now. But guess what? God is bringing you out. Uh-huh. God is bringing you out. So I'm looking for that testimony.
Yes.
That victory testimony.
Yes.
That testimony to say that I didn't do anything. I just continue to be faithful. I continue to cry out to the Lord. I continue to read my word. I continue to go and feed the homeless. And when I didn't have nothing, the little nothing that I didn't have, guess what? God made it something because I was able to go bless with somebody that was less fortunate than me.
Amen.
So look up today. Look up today. God want to bless us today. This is praise and worship hour. This is time to give God some glory and praises. He don't want no songs, a sad song. Let It Rain is not a sad song. It's talking
Amen.
About you want the abundant blessings of the Lord to flow continuously in your life.
Amen.
Songs of worship, songs of praise, songs
yes.
of victory, songs of freedom. Songs to say, he brought me out. hallelujah. Yes. Songs that say, God will. Shirley sees us think, God will make a way.
Amen.
Okay?
Hallelujah.
Staying on that today.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Ooh, glory to God. Greater is coming. Who else on the line? Let's roll.
Yes.
Oh.
Hello.
Hey, Greater is coming.
Hello.
Hello. 757-3086.
Yes.
Is that
yes,
you calling? Your line is open.
Yes. Sister Rick, I was calling in for prayer.
Who's this?
Sister Rick.
Sister Rick?
Sister Rick. Yes, uh-huh. I had a prayer request.
Is this your
can
first
you
time calling in?
Yes, it is.
Okay. What area are you from, Sister Rick?
I'm Virginia.
Virginia? Did
yes.
somebody invite you, or how did you see our broadcast?
On Blog Talk.
On Blog Talk? Well, God bless
yes.
you, Sister Rick. Anything special?
Yes, I'm praying for, I'm finishing up my doctorate next month. I'm going to pray for favor as I defend it. And I want to pray for job doors and housing doors to open up on my behalf.
All right, all right. Well, we're
going
to have Sister, hallelujah. But let's have liberal Democrats to pray for Sister Rick. And those prayer requests. Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Amen.
Thank
as
you.
We speak it in your life, just say you receive it. Amen. Just start
okay.
receiving
Amen.
It. Amen. As we go touch and agree with you. Amen.
Okay.
God. You say you're praying for your job, and you say you're praying for what else? Woman of God.
Sure. I defend my doctorate dissertation next month. I'm going to pray for favor so they can call me Dr. Rick when I want to defend it, and I'm praying for job doors and housing doors to open on my behalf.
Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible said when we ask these things, just believe that we receive them. Amen. So amen. Start thanking them for it as we pray. Just
okay.
start thanking them for it right now because
okay.
that's what this was about. When I called in, they were just praising God. It's like praise period. So just start
yes.
thanking them for it like you already got it. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We thank you right now
thank
for this woman of God.
You.
Hallelujah, God.
You.
That you blessed her, God. Hallelujah. With these
thank
gifts,
God.
Oh God. For the body,
yes.
oh God. That you blessed her with this knowledge, God. That
thank
somebody,
God.
Oh God. Hallelujah. In her atmosphere is going to be touched by something
God.
That she say, God. Hallelujah. You. Praying, oh God, divine health over her, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we pray, oh God, for those, oh God, on this phone that she's going to touch, oh God. Those in her atmosphere, those in her classes, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we pray right now, oh God, that you begin to move, oh God, in her atmosphere, God. Touch right now from this prayer, God, as we begin to touch and agree with the woman of God, Lord. You said you just need two or three, God. And
thank
right
you,
now, God,
God,
we touching and agreeing with the woman of God
thank
right now, God, that
you.
She receive it right now. We receive it with
yes.
her, oh God,
thank
on this
you.
Telephone line, oh God. We
thank
receive
you,
it with her right now, oh God, in this
you.
Hour, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God.
Thank
we
you.
Begin to praise you for it, oh God, right now.
Thank
hallelujah.
You,
if you believe it, just start
thank
praising him
you.
For it. In the name of Jesus, praise
thank
him for it like you already have it. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah, God.
Thank
we
you,
praise us, sister, oh God. We praise, oh God, you right now for this blessing, God. We praise you right now. Now, oh God, for how you blessing her in her dissertation, oh God. How you
yes,
blessing
yes.
her memory right now, God.
Thank
how even
God,
now,
God.
How you bringing things back to remembrance, oh God.
Thank
we claim
God.
That right now in your name, oh God. We
thank
claim,
you.
Oh God, all the spirits on this line, oh God. Hallelujah, God.
God.
Amen
hallelujah.
To God that's
thank
coming against, oh God, the backlash, the retaliation, God.
Thank
we
you.
Come
yes.
against it in the name of Jesus. We stand
yes.
in agreement with this woman of God, oh God, that
thank
you going to
God.
Bless, oh God, not by
thank
power
you.
Nor by might, oh God, but by your spirit,
thank
oh God,
God
that when she hang up this phone, God, that same spirit going to be
Lord.
In her house, oh God.
Yes.
That same spirit going to be with her when she walk in her class, oh God. That
yes.
same spirit going to be with her when she walk into that interview, God. We
thank
speak
you,
this
Father.
Into her life in Jesus' name, oh God.
Thank
hallelujah.
You,
if she receive it, oh
thank
God, right
you.
Now, it's done in Jesus' name.
Thank
hallelujah,
you.
God. We receive
thank
it right
you.
Now, God. Hallelujah.
I receive. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you,
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We praise
you
even now, God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank
hallelujah,
you.
God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
You called
hallelujah.
Back in, Sister Ricks, and we want to hear a praise report from you. You called back
that's
in.
Right. That's right,
God.
Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You called back
thank
in and tell us thanks,
God.
Give a praise report on that.
I receive it.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
You get off this line, as the man of God said, you just get the wherever you're at. If you're in your home, you get to praising him even more.
That's right.
Lord, thanking him for it. Thanking him for it. Thanking him for it. Don't stop. Keep on thanking him and praising him. Hallelujah.
Okay.
All
Hallelujah.
Is done
Thank
in
you.
Jesus' mighty name.
It is done.
Yeah, no, 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 no.
That's right.
Thank
that's right.
You.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, yeah, no, 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 no. She, yeah, yeah, no, no, no.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank
bless
you.
Ordained of God. Ordained of God. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody else, Sister Ruby? Yeah, yeah, no, no, no. Thank you, Jesus. Huh? Glory to God. Nobody's greater. Mm. Hallelujah, Sister Ruby.
Oh,
Jesus.
Cammy.
Hey.
Oh, praise
hey.
The Lord.
Praise
His line is
praise
open.
The, oh, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Bernard and Sister Ruby and everybody else that's online, I was receiving it as he was telling her to receive it for everything
yes.
I was asking God for. So thank you for that. I think that is so important that we start not just praying but receiving it and believing
right,
in that faith. And that's what I've been working on myself and just knowing that if we ask him for it, he already know it. He just want us to start believing it and receiving it. So I thank you, God, for everything that he's doing and what he's going to do. And I
hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah, Father God, for everybody that's continued to pray for me, and not only me, Sister Albertine and everybody else is on the line. You know, I know her walk, and I know everything that she's trying to do. But, you know, I know also too, that sometimes it's easier said than done, that we can get discouraged. It's
yes.
easy to do, and you wonder, and you get depressed. I've been there, been struggling with that myself, but I also know that I have to remember, and I thank God for being that prodigal daughter and being raised in church and knowing that every time I saw my uncle, every time I saw my grandma, my mom going through something, that they always had their Bible out. So it helps to know that. It helps to know that getting on those knees and praying and meditating and believing and knowing that God didn't bring us to it, not to bring us through it, that we'll be all right. So I thank you, God, for that. And I thank you, everybody, for your prayers. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Evangelist Bernard.
Amen, amen. You have a testimony, Sister Cammy?
I was saying, just thanking God for everything that he's doing and receiving it every day. So, you know, exactly what I just said. So, yeah, my testimony is that, you know, every day I'm waking up and I have the ability to speak, you know.
All
I have
right.
the ability to do some things and see and everything that I'm going to change. Everything's going to change. So I'm okay. I'm grateful to God. I mean, even though sometimes you don't know what's going to happen and what the outcome, we all know that we just have to keep on one accord and keep praying and keep believing and keep standing that word. So my testimony is that I'm just grateful to be alive, to be able to change things and do things. I'm grateful for the ministry. I'm grateful every day I come on here. You know, I can be feeling down and I feel, you know, drunk in the spirit afterwards, uplifted, and you always done that for me. So I'm grateful to that. So my testimony is just being thankful right now. I'm not going to think of anything that's going on in my life, and as you told me, that Sister Albertine, you know, just start praising God and receiving it, because I think we spend so much time worrying about our problems, and then I think that doesn't go with the faith. You know, so I'm just focusing on my faith right now and believing what God said. So thank you for that.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord. Everything, man, the purpose.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I tell you all, destiny is always greater than the pain. Hallelujah. That's just like, you know, childbirth. You know, you go through, women go through 9 months. Really, it's actually like 10 months.
Amen.
Birth. And you know, you're in labor, and you just you know you want it to be hurt, you want it to hurry up and end, Lord, please at this end. You know, I witnessed my granddaughter having the first baby. She said, "Granny, I won't have no more." I said, "Okay." She thought she was having it natural, and then it didn't happen that way, and then they had to do a C-section on her, and so she was in great pain. And I know I bear children. So, but after the birth of the child, after the pain has cease, then there's the joy. And that's just
hallelujah.
We're going to have some pain. We're going to have some labor. Hallelujah. But we just got to push. After we push and continue to push, hallelujah,
all right.
We'll be able to experience that joy, that bundle of joy, and say, I've been through the storm, and we played a song on the opening of this morning, I won't complain. Hallelujah. Many of us can complain. But how many want to choose and say, I won't complain?
My Lord.
Yeah, we all have some stories. We all have some struggles. We all have some challenges. Hallelujah. But, baby, if you stay in the fire, hallelujah, God is refining us. But we got to go through. We had a lesson a couple of weeks ago. It was going through with purpose. Going through with purpose. We're going through, but it's a purpose for our going through. It's a purpose for our pain. Oh, I bless the Lord today. Yeah, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. If you never had a problem, how would we even know that there was a God that can solve them? If all of us had everything going well, what need would we have of a Savior?
What need would we have of a deliverer?
What need would we have of a healer? If there was no sickness in the land, hallelujah,
we would have no need
of a healer. If there was no aches and pains, why would we need a doctor? Why would we need any medicine? Is there a bomb? Is there a bomb in Gilead? Is there a physician? Is there somebody I can get some help from? Hallelujah. I can't get it in an alcohol bottle.
All right.
Some of us getting them in a pill bottle. Hallelujah. But guess what? I'm going to get my help from the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. I will look into the hills from whence cometh my help. Where do our help come from? It comes from the Lord. So I don't care what we're going through. We got to stay in this fire. We got to stay in this fire. And just know that there is somebody in the fire with us. Look at this Hebrew book. They threw them in the fire furnace. But you know what? Those are some tough boys there, hallelujah. They did not allow nobody and nothing to break their spirit because they believe in their God. Hallelujah. And they told the king what I love about them. They respected the king doing what he had to do. But one thing they said, King, guess what? Do what you have to do because we won't bow. We won't partake of the king's meat, neither will we eat of your food, your meat, neither will we take part in your drink.
That's right.
We're going to eat what our fathers and our mothers prescribed for us. And if you throw us in the fire, guess what? They say our God is able. And guess what? When they throw them in the fire, hallelujah. They heated up the furnace 7 times hotter, and they threw them in there. And even the ones that was heating up the fire, some of them was burned. Hallelujah, had to get that. But when the king looked, he said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, boy, he said, you all serve. Y'all God is, I'm paraphrasing, y'all God is the God of the universe. He said, did not throw 3 men in the fire? And they said, yes, King. He said, well, I see a third one in there. And the third one looked like the Son of God.
Mama.
The Son of Man. Whoa, God will get in the fire with you. Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We have to have that confidence in our trust. And know that God will not forsake us.
That's all right.
One thing about God, Sister Albertine, he's not going to be made ashamed. Do you know that? God ain't going to let nobody make mockery of him. No, baby, you might think you're getting by, but you won't get away. You might get by for a season, but you will not get away because God got a record. And he's not going to let you mock him. He's not going to let you shame him. Not so. Woo, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So be encouraged today. Anybody else? I tell you, I done had a time. I don't know about y'all, but I feel good down in my spirit. Ooh, Lord.
Hallelujah. I got a song, woman of God. There was a song that came on my mind when the woman of God was speaking. What I do when I'm going through, I take me a song, and, you know, when I'm going through like that, and I always have me a go-to song, so when I'm going through some situations, and I'll just sing it, you know, and I just encourage, you know, that woman of God, you know, find you a go-to song, like, that encourage you so you can sing it, you can sing yourself happy when you're going through.
Mm.
Mine was like, when I see Jesus, amen. I'll sing just a little piece of it and whatnot. But
that's
what I sing when I'm walking and I'm outside and I'm going through and get my mind together. That's what I was singing and encourage myself, because we're going to get depressed sometimes and we want to go through. But if you can just find you a song, you know, or something like that, you know, and just sing it to yourself. You know, don't worry how it sounds, just sing it. And after a while, you know, that'll get in your spirit, you know, and stuff like that. It's something like, I learned how to live holy, and I learned how to live right. I learned how to suffer.
Suffer, thank you.
For if I suffer, I gain eternal life. When I see Jesus, hallelujah. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
When I see Jesus, hallelujah.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
All of my troubles,
come on,
gonna soon be over.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, yeah, Lord. When I see Jesus, amen. Oh, I learned how to live holy.
This is worship, y'all.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I learned how to live right. I learned how every day to suffer, every hour. When I see Jesus, amen. When I see Jesus, amen. When I see the one who died for me, the one on Calvary, yeah. Hey, amen. All of my troubles, everything, gonna soon be over. On the job, in the home, wherever you are, when I see Jesus,
amen.
And I would just sing that song over and over and over and over and over until I'm out of that situation. Because like I said, when I see Jesus, amen, you know, this world only lasts for a little bit of time. And when you're in that drama and when you're going through, it seems like that's forever. But when we get our mind back into heaven and say, but when I see Jesus and whatnot, hallelujah. You know, what the brother said on Sunday's Best, I don't know if y'all watched that, but he said, millions didn't make it, but I was one of the ones who did.
One of the ones that did.
that right there, that's what we got to remember. You know, I can identify what that sister was saying because, like, you know, when you're going through and you're trying to be heavenly, but you're dealing on this earth and you got people and folk, and every now and then life happens and that bill come in the mail and that situation happened or that phone call come and you be like,
yeah.
Wow, that thing take you out. I got to find me a song. I'm going right to my CD collection. I'll be,
all
you
right,
know what? Okay. I'm having a moment right now, you know. So, amen. If you can just find you a song, woman of God, you know, because that's what helps me, like, get you a song. Even if you got to go back to some old school song and just sing yourself
right.
happy, you know, that'll take you through that moment.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we thank you for that beautiful song, When I See Jesus. That's classic.
Hallelujah.
That's classic right there. Hallelujah. And it's anointed.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that song, man of God.
Amen.
Ruby,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, praise the Lord.
Seven aside. Anybody else?
That's it.
All right,
that's
Sister
it, everybody.
Ruby, we want to hear a word from you, Sister Ruby. Thank God for our co-host, Sister Ruby. She does a wonderful job. I tell you, she's just as patient. You know, she's a blessing, and we thank God for her. So, Sister Ruby,
hallelujah.
This is your time.
Oh, okay. Somebody else came on for a minute. Let me see who. I thought is this Donna, Sister Shaw, coming back on?
Yes.
Okay, then. So, okay, I see you drop, you come back on. Okay, then, praise the Lord. It's been a blessing. I thank Jesus Christ for everybody and everyone that's on the archive, chat room, wherever. It's always a blessing to give Jesus Christ the praise and to look and notice how he has alive the past.
Yes, our God. Thank you, Jesus.
And I just... Okay, I'm going to cut this one off. And I just thank him for my walk with him. 2.5 years, two years ago, my daughter passed away. And she wasn't sick outward, but inward. She left here. And I'm saved now. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can everybody, can you hear?
Amen.
Amen. So I thought I heard static. Sorry about that. And... she passed away, and I was devastated. I was truly devastated because it didn't even look like she was sick outward. But I had hatred in my heart for her husband and family. And I went, oh, Lord, and I'm saved now. But I went through that. The natural aspects came up on me. And
my Lord,
Lord, you got to help me. Because I know that I'm saved. I'm knowing that you're trying to work in my heart. And
yes,
finally, I've been over 2 years now, that about 18, 17 months ago, he said, you know, all souls are mine, and you must forgive, and you
that's
must
right.
Is that I have called you to do, because you know your ministry. Your ministry is witnessing to the lost. And preaching and teaching the gospel, as I say. So I cried, I asked him to forgive me. And I cleansed my heart, and I asked called my son-in-law and asked him to forgive me, which he had called me before. But it was just a hurtful situation, and it was just all natural. I know the enemy worked. But I thank Jesus Christ for it because I'm a witness, but I hadn't been in the church prior to going out and passing out tracts and all like that. And finally, after I had confessed all this and he kept working in my heart about the deal that I was holding all of this hatred and all of this stuff for him, but even though it may have been true, he was still a soul that the Lord was reaching out to save because all souls are his, say the Lord. So the point is, I'm saying I'll give God the glory and the praise today because I find out in my lifetime walking in this way, holiness and righteousness and walking in Jesus Christ's word, that you go from faith to faith. I said, Lord,
hallelujah.
I thank you because we
hallelujah,
have to in order to bring God's people out. Everything I have through an experience. I got to have the love of Jesus. I got to have forgiveness in my heart, because you never know where he's going to send you to witness or whatever. And with hatred, how can you bring God's people back in? And he and my spirit said, you have to go from faith to faith. So, Albertine, you're going from faith to faith. We must go to faith to faith, and our faith go and increase. So I just wanted to give him the glory and the praise today, because I don't have that in my heart anymore. He has
Hallelujah.
And I have forgiven my son-in-law. I haven't forgot, but I have forgiven, and I look at each and every person that's out there is a soul for Jesus Christ, because he said, all souls is his, say the Lord. So I just pray it, and I just give him all the glory today. It's so awesome to get this, that spirit out of your heart and know that you in the will of Jesus Christ. And he said, love everybody, your neighbors, everybody, ones that do you wrong.
That's right.
Love
that's
them
right.
Because I am the just judge, and I will give what they need to give. Amen. Pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen, amen. That's a beautiful testimony, Sister Ruby. Some people have hatred in their heart, and some of them have gone through some terrible things, and people have done them terribly, and they hold on to that. And so you hear people saying, oh, I'm going to take this to my grave. Well, that is a terrible spirit to take to your grave, unforgiveness.
My Lord.
If you take unforgiveness to the grave with you, you won't make it in.
My Lord.
No, Jesus said you have to forgive. And the disciple asked Jesus, well, how many times must I forgive? He said 70 times 7. And do you know we won't even forgive people for one or two times?
My Lord.
One or two times. So if
that's
you don't
right.
forgive them one or two times, how no, it's impossible for you to make it in. When he said 490 times, so if that one brother or that one sister offend you or does something that's not pleasant and that is evil and despicable, the Lord says you have to forgive them. You have to forgive them. It's no way we gonna make it in with hatred in our heart. Jesus saying, then you're gonna say, oh, I love the Lord. Oh yeah, the Lord is this, the Lord. Come on. You love the Lord whom you've never seen, but you hate me, who you're able to visibly see each and every day. You shut up your bowels of mercy and know I'm sitting in my home and my children don't have nothing to eat, and you outside, out right next door to me in the apartment, and you got your table spread and won't even offer my children a hamburger, a hot dog, or a cup of soda. How dwelleth the love of God in your heart? So we got to get this thing right. We're talking about healing relationships. That's our subject. And tomorrow we're going to have a mighty woman of God that's going to be teaching the word on healing relationships. You know, we all need healing. We all have gone through something. And there's no perfect people. There's no perfect people. We're striving to get there, but we haven't got there yet. We haven't made it yet. So it behooves each and every one of us to get it right, people. We can't miss heaven. I don't know about you, but I would hate to be serving God for 30 or 40 years. And then when that day comes, and I'm able to stand before God and speak on what I've done in my life. And then the Lord say, yeah, I know you did all of this for the ministry. I saw your works. He said, but you know what? I have something against you, because you never repented of this. You held on to what Sister So-and-so did you, and you never went back and got it right. We have to go back and get some things right, people of God.
and that's even me. We got to get it right. All of us are going to stand before God for ourselves. I can't stand up for you. I can have give God a wonderful testimony how beautiful you were to me, but you were kind to me because we were friends. But what about my friend that you didn't like? You friends to me, but I had another friend that you couldn't stand, and you just put up with her on, Lord have mercy, I don't know who I'm talking to today. You put up with my friend because
my Lord.
The love that you had for me. But if it was really left up to you, every time you seen her with me, it just irked you. Come on. We can't do that. I have some friends. I got a friend that's a particular friend, good friend of mine. Both of them are good friends, but they have different personalities and, you know, different character traits and what have you. So, you know, the way I interact with one is not how I interact with the other one. You know, I love them and respect them because of their relationship with me, but they don't have a relationship with one another. Isn't that sad?
My Lord.
That's sad. And these are saved folks. Okay, they tolerate one another, but don't really care for one another. You know, they don't demonstrate the love that they have for me towards one another. So, you know, I lived in L.A. You know, I had to when I had to go after church, I go out and eat with one and fellowship with her, and then sometimes we all eat together, but it really wasn't pleasant because I knew how they felt about one another. I'm just being real. You ain't going to get no phone in this with me. It's either real or, you know, you won't even see me. That's just what it is. But that is a sad statement. And then we still profess to love God. Well, if you profess to love God, then you have to love me too.
All right.
He said like me. He said love me. The word don't say, oh, you got to like all of your fellow sisters and brothers. He said, he told his disciples, a new commandment I leave you, that ye love ye one another. And that's where the problem lies, a liberal Democrat.
My Lord.
We really can't love like the Bible says. We have our own kind of love, but we don't have the agape love. We don't have the love that's required. That's really required of us. You know, we have our little hang-ups and what have you, but we gotta lay out. We had a subject matter about a month or two ago, said lay aside every weight. Every weight, we got to lay it aside. Jesus is coming. And we know the end is not yet, because guess what? This gospel haven't been preached to every nation. There's still some people haven't heard the gospel. So don't worry about the end being tomorrow or next year. It ain't yet. Because guess what? God's word has to be fulfilled. And if that word isn't fulfilled, then guess what? Don't look for Jesus. You know, we have people that's predicted when Jesus comes. But guess what? He said, I hid it. He said, nobody knows the day or the hour. He said, I'm coming as a thief in the night. No one will know when I'm coming. His No one will know.
That's right.
The Bible don't have no recorded date of when he's coming. But he said, watch. You got to be watchful, and you have to be prayerful. Watch and pray. Watch and pray. And that's what we got to do. So, I have some folks that I'm being real. I have some folks that I just don't care for, and I tolerate them too. Okay? But I tolerate them to the point whereas I'm still cordial. Tolerating don't mean that you got to run and go sup with them and be at their houses. That don't mean that. But you got to make sure that you don't have nothing lingering in the inside that would contaminate your love that would make you go off on folks because you just don't like them. You know, honey, healing relationships. When we begin to talk about healing relationships, we're witnessing right now, and then we're going to get off this air. We're witnessing right now how there was some mixed emotions from the nation and from the White House to the poll house. There was some mixed emotions when that verdict was read in the Zimmerman trial. Everybody took a stand. Okay? Some felt they were wrong to come back with that verdict, and some felt they were right. So the nation is clearly divided. And we don't want to deal with these issues, liberal Democrats. Let's get real.
That's
it's
right.
Real. And the only time it really becomes real in our lives is when it happened to us. When it's one of our children. When it's one of our relatives. If it's one of those that we are in fellowship with, then it becomes real. But when we're on the outside looking in, and it happens to Sister Cammy or Sister Ruby's family, you know what? We don't feel the stench of it as we would feel when it meet us at the door.
My Lord.
Hallelujah. So we got to get this thing right. And I know it won't happen on this broadcast. We can preach and teach all we want to. After you get off the line, you go and live your life the way you live it. And I'm going to live mine the way I live mine. We know that. But we can't tell God that we didn't hear this word. Because every word preached and teached on and taught on this line is being recorded. Everything we do is being recorded. Because Jesus said, we're going to answer for every deed. Every deed. And I just believe that somebody, God's going to give somebody an opportunity to say something on our behalf. If he didn't, he wouldn't be a righteous judge. So he's just not going to cast us in the lake of fire. He's going to say, hey, come here. This was your pastor you served under him? Okay, I won't hear what he has to say about you. Okay? So, people of God, this was the day that the Lord just told me to have some praise and worship and some testimony and talk about his goodness, talk about his love, talk about his majesty. Hallelujah. So we just bless the Lord for all of you all that have tuned in today. We thank God for Liberal Democrat Sister Donna coming on. I know sometimes she's at work. Sister Albertine, be encouraged, sweetheart. We love you, and you have people praying for you. And we ain't throwing a pool party for you. we throwing a celebration for you. Mm-hmm. We know that you're going to come out rejoicing.
That's right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's right.
So we're celebrating God with you. We're celebrating what he's going to do in your life. Hallelujah. Ooh. We're celebrating. We're praising God for what he's doing because we see the greater coming. Hallelujah. Yeah. We see the greater coming. Hallelujah. Yeah. I see you when the curtain's gonna open up. Hallelujah. I see your name on the screen.
Bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah.
Your name on the screen. I see you crying right now and laying at the feet of Jesus. Hallelujah. I see you saying, Lord, show me the way. Hey, glory to God. I see you. Hallelujah. God sees your tears. He hears your prayers. And he's going to bring you out.
Hallelujah.
I see some of those people that should have had you on the screen with them. Ah, God, hallelujah. But they're going to have to come back. Yes, they're going to have to do it again. Yes, glory to God. I see it. I see it. Hallelujah. You got to see yourself where you want to be.
That's right.
I see where you are. I see where God's taking you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You talking about haters. There are going to be some haters, honey, but they can't stop God's blessing. They can't stop the gift from unfolding in your life. Hey, Lord of God. Rain down. Hey, yeah, no, Shaya. Hallelujah. I see it. Hallelujah. Send us off. Break every chain. Hallelujah. We thank you all. Hallelujah. I'm gonna give this time, this last few minutes, to Sister Albertine. And I'm gonna let her pray and say whatever she'd like to say. Something left in her spirit. She still got something in her spirit that she has to get it out. Come on, Albertine.
Hello.
Glory to God.
Amen. We can hear you. Hallelujah.
Come on. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory. Praise Him.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you for the woman of God. Thank you for hallelujah. You're never left without a word.
Thank you. I know it's
going to
be a turnaround. I'm thanking, praising God, but it's just sometimes it gets to you a little bit, but I know He's going to bring me out. I know.
Yeah.
I know this past. I know He has me in His hands. I know He has my children. I know I have to do it. It will be a testimony when it's all done. It's just sometimes it's a little overwhelming, but I know God has me. I know it. I know this is open, so I'm praising and I'm rejoicing every day because I know this too shall pass. It'll be over soon, and I thank God for it. I thank Him for it. I praise His holy name. I pray. I'm still going to pray. I'm still going to bless people. I just thank the Lord. Thank Him every day.
It's a test about to be turned into a testimony. That's what's going on. It's a test. Amen. You think of it like a test. Amen. They said this test is transcended into a testimony and whatnot. But God's going to do it. But, amen, we just got to go through this test, and then it's going to be a testimony. Amen to God. So we just got to keep speaking life, you know, while we're in the drama and while we're in the situation. You know, because that's what I do. You know, I'm like, Lord, this is crazy right now, but amen, I'm just going to believe you, you know. I know you're able, you know what I mean? You know, I don't even believe my eyes and I don't even believe my ears, because if you listen with your ears and people talking, sometimes it can be discouraging, and then when you look at your eyes, it can be discouraging. So sometimes this thing is really just a faith thing, because, like, when you look with your eyes, it don't look like you don't see a way out of it, but it's a test. You know, that's why I keep telling myself, is a test going to be a testimony? Because, you know, we getting tested right now, and it ain't just one test, because when you're in school, you take one test to go to another level, then another test to go to another level. So God doing something. That's what I keep telling myself. Every time I find myself in a situation, I say, well, God must be about to bring me to another level, because this is a test right here. And this is a real test, because, like, you know, when I saw the prosperity of the wicked, my foot almost slipped. Just like David said, because this is a serious situation. So, amen, this is a test, woman of God, you know, and amen, you know, depending on how you react to it, it will become a testimony, but amen, it's a test.
Amen. I'm staying hopeful. I'm standing strong. I'm standing on His word, and I am believing Him. I am trusting God.
That is
my salvation. He is my wind, my air that I breathe, and I believe and trust Him.
Hallelujah.
I trust
when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to a rock. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we bless the Lord for each and every one of you all. It has been a great and marvelous day. I'm so thankful. I feel a peace down in my spirit.
Yes,
you know,
Lord.
Even today, this morning, I didn't feel real good in my body. Hallelujah. And I had to get up and bring my grandson to school and just wasn't feeling, just was kind of dragging a little bit. But as I got on up and went on to the gym, and after I did that, I felt my help coming. Yeah, glory to God. I felt my help coming.
Hallelujah.
Glory to
that's
God.
All right.
So that's a pressing. There's a pressing. And we got to know that we got to keep on pressing. Yeah, glory, because greater is coming. Amen. So we just bless the Lord for you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for all that our ears have heard today, God. We thank you for coming on this broadcast. We thank you for an opportunity to have this platform where we can lift up the name of Jesus, where we can give you glory, where we can magnify your name.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, you are great, God. You're great and you're greatly to be praised. Ah, we thank God for the man of God, liberal Democrat. We thank God for the song he sung, When I See Jesus. We
yes,
thank God,
God
for all the women of God that have fellowshipped on this line, Sister Donna, Tammy, Sister Keith, and Sister Albertine, even Sister Rich that called in earlier, Lord God. And any of those that we have missed on today, those that's in the chat room and those that'll go back later and listen to the archives and those that's listening live on the internet today. Oh, God, get a song. The man of God said, get a song. Hallelujah. Look at that scripture in 2 Corinthians 4:8-9 and know that you're troubled on every side. Oh, but just know that God is going to bring you out. Know that he is going to deliver you.
Yes, God.
Give him glory today. Hey, God, who wouldn't serve a God like this? If we had Evangelist Carol Stafford on the line, she would sing, who wouldn't serve a God like this? And God gave
All
her
right.
that song. Gave her that song and put the music to it. Hallelujah. God is still a great God. He is still blessing his people. He is the best caretaker. He is the best shepherd that you ever, hallelujah, that you ever need. God is a shepherd, hallelujah. So we bless him and we praise God for you. Tomorrow, join us. We'll have Evangelist Patricia Joshua out of Stockton, California. She'll be bringing the word of life to us tomorrow. We're still talking about healing relationships. And on Friday, you dare not miss this man of God. He gave us 9 steps towards healing last Friday. So we don't know what he's going to do this Friday, provoke Friday. So we invite you to tune in and listen. We won't hold you. We're going to give God the glory. Sister Ruby, if you can play your tale and call, Rita is coming. Amen. And we're sending this song out to all of the precious people of God that's on this line and to our families and our friends and our children all over the nation. Greater is coming as we look to God to heal our relationship. Have a beautiful day in the Lord. Thank you. When I see Jesus, I wish I had that one on there. I'm going to have to download that one. That's one I don't have on there.
An olive has to go through 3 stages for its oil to run. It has to go through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. And just like the olive, some of you may have felt like you've gone through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. You went through all of that for your oil to flow. Now your greater is coming. If it had not been for the shaking, I never would have been ready for the making. No. If it had not been for the beating, I would have never knew how anointed I would be. Oh yeah. If it had not been for the pressing, I wouldn't be able to walk into my destiny. Preparing me for greater.
preaching in the spirit. Prepare.